Greetings and welcome to the Joy of Discovery radio program, brought to you by the family of the Claysburg Bible Church. I'm Pastor Keith Showalter, and it's great to be with you today on the Joy of Discovery radio program. As I say every week, I will say again that if you ever desire any of our CDs or any of our notes, they are absolutely free. All you need to do is write to us. Whenever you write to us, be sure that you include the date of the program that you desire. And then write to Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Imler, Pennsylvania, 16655. And I will get you that address again at the end of the program. Before we get into our Bible study, let us look to the Lord in prayer. Father, as we gather today, Lord, we come asking your blessing on what we are about to look at. We are continuing our journey through the book of Revelation. And Lord, as we do, we are in a very interesting portion of your word. And so, Father, I pray that you would help us to be attentive, help us to be focused. Lord, might you anoint me so that I can deliver this clearly for the people to be able to understand. And Father, we'll thank you ahead of time for what you accomplished, and we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Good to be with you today on the Joy of Discovery radio program. If you have a Bible, I'm going to ask you to open up to Revelation chapter 17, if you would. I'm reminded as we turn there of the privilege that is set before us today, because in our study, we are looking into the future and being able to see what many people desire to see, but they don't know where to look. We have before us God's revelation of what is going to happen on the earth in the future. And in this account, we have a whole lot of details. We have many, many details. We're currently in Revelation chapter 17, and there we're told about the destruction of religious Babylon. In chapter 17, we see the destruction of religious Babylon. Then we go to chapter 18, and we see the destruction of commercial Babylon. We're going to talk about those differences as we go through. But right now, we are looking at religious Babylon. And as we get started today, I want to consider a review of where we've been in this chapter. Let's start by looking at chapter 17, verse 5. It says this, "And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and the abominations of the earth." Religious Babylon in this chapter is referred to as Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots. This false worship system had its start in Genesis chapter 11 under the rule of a man by the name of Nimrod at the Tower of Babel. When God scattered the people at the Tower of Babel, they carried with them the false worship that was established there. The false worship has been in existence since then and will come back together in the tribulation. Every false worship system that exists today came out of Babylon. Everyone that has ever existed has its roots back in Babel, really. That's where they all originated from. That's why here in this chapter, religious Babylon is called the mother of harlots and the mother of abominations of the earth. Every false worship system, whenever the tribulation comes, will come home to mother in the tribulation. And this system will be a system in which all of the false worship systems will be rolled into one. That's what's coming in the future. The religious Babylon exists today. It exists in every false worship system, and in some, it's very obvious, such as the Roman Catholic Church and the worship of the Mother and the Son. This all started back in Babel with the wife of Nimrod, and we talked about that whenever we came through that section. Now, I want to start today by looking at point number one, the vision, and then under that, the power. Watch, if you would, 17:1. Says, "And it came, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, Come hither, and I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters." Okay, so whenever we start this out, we're looking at this religious Babylon. She's referred to as the mother of harlots, but here in this verse, she's sitting upon many waters, and the nations and the peoples which are the nations and the peoples of the tribulation. The fact that she's sitting is very significant. That's the position of king. So it shows that she will rule over the people and she will be supported by the people. Watch verse 2. Skim through some of these. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have made have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. The kings of the earth and the people of the earth will give their devotion to this religious system. She will prostitute herself to the earth dwellers. Let me explain the idea behind the word fornication. The word means to prostitute, and to prostitute something is to use it for the wrong intended purpose. Prostitutes today take sexual relations intended for a husband and a wife, and they use it instead for personal gain. Here in our text, religious Babylon will take religion, which in its original intent was designed to serve. Listen to James 1, 26 and 27. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Religion was meant to honor God as we serve one another. But the religion of this false worship will be used not to serve, but to rule. Rule over the people. She will promise whatever they desire in return for their devotion and in return for them giving to her the power to rule over them. They will be made drunk with the wine of her fornication. They will have rejected God and his plan of salvation, and so he will give them over to sink deep into this false worship. They will become intoxicated to the point that they will not realize what it is that they are involved in. They will be blinded to the truth because they rejected the truth. We see a lot of that going on today. People that are so blinded and so submerged, it's like they're drunk with the false teachings that go on. That is going to escalate, and it's going to become more and more obvious till it gets into the tribulation period, and all of these false religious systems come back to their mother, and they're all rolled into one in this tribulation period. Watch verse 3 of Revelation 17. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Here we see that she's sitting upon the beast, who's the Antichrist. She will also be supported by him for a time. Watch verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornications. Here we see the wealth of this false religious system. Being supported by the people, she will become extremely wealthy. Let me go back to verse 4 again. And a woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a gold cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. So this whole religious system will be extremely wealthy. The cup in her hand is full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Let me explain what we're seeing here. An abomination is anything that is brought before God that arouses his wrath. These false religious practices that have existed since Nimrod are abominations, and because the cup is full, this means she has reached her limit, and it's time for her to be judged. Watch the verse again. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations, and we could say full of filthiness of her fornication. So it's full. It's full. The sins are full, and so it is time for her judgment. Next point, her power exercised. Watch verse 6. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. This false worship system will bring great persecution upon the true believers in the tribulation. She will, and she has over the years, killed the true followers of Jesus Christ. This false worship system. I want you to listen to something concerning the history of the church at Rome over the years. I'm going to point this out because this false worship system that we are reading about in Revelation 17 will have its roots in Rome. Listen to this. And I quote, "For professing faith contrary to the teachings of the Catholic Church of Rome, history records a martyrdom of more than 100 million people. A million Swiss and French Protestants perished during a crusade proclaimed by Pope Innocent III in 1208. Beginning from the establishment of the Jesuits in 1540 to 1580, 900,000 were destroyed. 150,000 perished by the Inquisition in 30 years. Within the space of 38 years after the edict of Charles V against the Protestants, 50,000 persons were hanged, beheaded, or burned alive for heresy. 8,000 more perished during the administration of the Duke of Alva in 5.5 years, unquote. During the tribulation, this apostate church will kill many of the true followers of Jesus Christ. This apostate church, and this is what these are going to be. This is going to be the church that is left behind after the rapture. I told you before that when someone comes to faith in Christ in the tribulation period, they will be signing their own death warrant. Life will be extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Verse 6 again. I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. When I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. It'll be a slaughter in the tribulation period. This apostate church that will exist in Rome will slaughter those that are true believers. Now, let me paint a picture of how this will unfold during the tribulation period. The false church exists today. It exists today. This apostate church exists today. And when the rapture happens, this false church, this apostate church is going to be here. They're going to be left here to enter the tribulation. This will become the religion of the tribulation. And it will be supported by the Antichrist. Now just listen to this. The reason it will be supported by him is because God will bring on the scene two witnesses who will denounce this false system. Then the 144,000 will join with them, and they will proclaim the true God and the true way of salvation. Now, because the Antichrist is the masterpiece of Satan, he will despise the true followers of Jesus Christ. That is why he will support this apostate church. And as this religious Babylon unleashes the persecution upon the two witnesses, the 144,000 Jewish missionaries and those who believe in their message, the Antichrist will support the persecution because he too hates the true followers of Christ. So this system will be used by him to persecute true believers. You understand that? Listen, let me say this about our enemy Satan today. Let me just say this. He does not care what you believe, as long as you don't believe the truth. He doesn't care what you worship, as long as you don't worship Christ. He hates true believers. So in the tribulation period, when these two witnesses come on the scene, then the 144,000 Jewish missionary men come on the scene, he's going to hate them. And this apostate church is going to persecute those two witnesses and the 144,000 plus anybody that comes to Christ because they will not believe in this apostate church. And so the Antichrist is going to support the apostate church as they persecute the true believers Now, that will only last till the midpoint. We'll get into that as we go on. But you got to understand that at the midpoint of the tribulation, whenever Satan possesses the Antichrist, that he is going to desire the worship. And it will be then that he will destroy the apostate church that will exist in the tribulation. Because he wants all worship. He wants all worship. Let me go to the next point, the interpretation. Watch 7 and 8. And the angel said unto me, wherefore didst thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman and the beast that carrieth her, which hath the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and shall go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not, and yet is. Here in verse 8, we see the Antichrist, and how he will die, and he will be resurrected, which will cause the world to wonder. I'll read verse 8 again. The beast that thou sawest was, and is not, there's a death, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, because that's a reference to Satan indwelling him, and shall go into perdition. They that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. He was alive, then he was killed. That's the is not and yet is. That's the resurrection, the counterfeit resurrection. That is all a major turning point, as we shall see. Watch 9 through 11. And here's the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. There are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, 1 is, and the other is not yet come. When he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th, and is of the 7, and goeth unto perdition. Stop right there. I don't want to go too deep into these verses, because we looked at them whenever we were in Revelation 13, because we have the same thing back there. The point I want you to see is that the woman is seated upon 7 hills. This no doubt refers to Rome, for Rome is a city built upon 7 hills. Rome will be the center of this false worship system. Rome will be the center of the apostate church. Verse 9 again. Here is the mind which hath wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sitteth. So the center of this apostate church, the center of this false worship, is going to be in Rome. That's why I said to you that it'll be the Roman Catholic Church that'll exist in the tribulation period. These hills also represent 7 kings in their world empires. John says 5 have already existed, and 1 was existing, which was the current Roman Empire of John's day. The one that was yet to come will be the revived Roman Empire. The Antichrist will rule the revived Roman Empire, and after he dies and is resurrected, then he will be the 8th king, is what he will be. He will be the 8th king. Notice, if you would, verses 12 and 13. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and give their power and strength unto the beast. Now listen to what I'm going to tell you. The 10 horns are 10 kings. They will be puppet kings under the rule of the Antichrist. They will be controlled by him. Let me read that again, 12 and 13. And the 10 horns which thou sawest are 10 kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. So they will support the beast. They will be subordinate kings of the beast. Okay, so they are puppet kings. Now, I want to go back to the book of Daniel. I want you to listen to this and hear what Daniel says concerning all of this. Daniel chapter 7. 2 through 7 and 24 and 25. Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. And four beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. I beheld till the wings thereof were plucked, and it was lifted up from the earth and made to stand upon a feet, upon the feet as a man, and a man's heart was given to it. Behold, another beast, the second like a bear, and it raised up itself on one side and had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it. And they said thus unto it, arise, devour much flesh. After this I beheld in another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl. The beast had also four heads, and dominion was given unto it. After this I saw in the night visions, to behold a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible. That now this is the kingdom of the Antichrist, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly. It had great iron teeth, it devoured and brake in pieces and stamped the residue with the feet of it. And it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom were 10 kings. That's exactly what we're being told here in Revelation, are 10 kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue 3 kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change the times and the laws, and they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. The point I want you to see is this. These 10 kings will be allied with the Antichrist. The 5 fallen kingdoms would be Nimrod's kingdom, back in Genesis, Egypt, Babylon, Medo-Persia, and Greece. The one that is would be Rome in John's day, and a revived Rome would be the dreadful beast. That's the one that's to come. That's the one that the Antichrist will rule out of. Watch 14 and 15 of Revelation 17. Those 10 kings, these shall make war with the Lamb. And the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. They that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. These 10 kings, as well as the Antichrist, will be destroyed by Jesus Christ. In Psalm 110, verses 1 through 7, we read this. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, and the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning. Thou hast to do of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. So these 10 kings and the Antichrist, and we know that at the Battle of Armageddon, they will be destroyed. But before they are destroyed by the Lord, they will be used by him to destroy religious Babylon. Watch verses 16 and 17. Here you see it. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, those kings, these shall hate the whore, that's the false worship system, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts, you see that, God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. Here now is how the false worship system will be destroyed. God will use the 10 kings and the Antichrist to fulfill his will by destroying the false worship system. The question is, how will this happen? As I told you earlier, the Antichrist is going to use the religious Babylon to do all he can to destroy the true believers of the tribulation, but there are 2 things on his agenda. Number 1 is this, to sit in the temple and to be worshipped as God. That's what he wants. Keep in mind that he's the masterpiece of Satan, and he's going to be possessed by Satan. And in Isaiah 40:12-14, we read this. It says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend unto heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the highest of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." So the worship given to the religious Babylon, Satan wants for himself. But there's something else on Satan's agenda, and that is to destroy the nation of Israel. In the middle of the tribulation, the Antichrist will claim to be the promised Messiah by destroying religious Babylon. He will be claiming to be the Lord, destroying the false system. This will cause Israel to trust him even more as he lures them in to attempt to destroy them. The Antichrist and the Ten Kings will believe they're doing their own will when they are really fulfilling the will of God. What's all this mean for you and me today? We live in a world of darkness and evil. There are times when it looks like evil is dominating our society. And at times, things can become very unsettling, very unsettling. But in all of this, I can see and be assured that God is in control of the events which unfold around us. He has a plan, and there is no one who can stop his plan. Man cannot stop it, and the angels cannot stop it. Our God is in control. So as our world moves toward that tribulation period, you rest in this fact that God is still on the throne. He is still on the throne. He is still in control, and our responsibility is to trust in him in the midst of all that goes on in our world. Glorify him with our faith. That's what we are called to do. I'm out of time today, and I want to thank you for joining us on the Joy of Discovery radio program. Again, I'll remind you that if you ever desire a copy of any of our programs, whether CD or whether it be typed out notes, all that is available for free. All you need to do is write to us. Whenever you write, include the date of the program that you desire and write to Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Emler, Pennsylvania, 16655. That's Claysburg Bible Church, 11751 William Penn Road, Emler, Pennsylvania, 16655. Until we meet around the radio or we see you in church, make sure you have a blessing.